Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 34. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had bore to Yaakov, went out to see the daughters of the land. And Shechem, son of Hamor, the Hewite, prince of the land, saw her, and took her, and lay with her, and humbled her. And his being clung to Dinah, the daughter of Yaakov. And he loved the girl, and spoke kindly to the girl. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying,
Take this girl for me, for a wife.
And Yaakov heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field, so Yaakov kept silent until they came. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Yaakov to speak with him. And the sons of Yaakov came in from the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved and very wroth, because he had done a senseless deed in Yisrael by lying with Yaakov's daughter, which should not be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying,
My son Shechem's being longs for your daughter. Please give her to him for a wife, and intermarry with us. Give us your daughters, and take our daughters for yourselves, and dwell with us, and let the land be before you. Dwell and move about in it, and have possessions in it.
And Shechem said to her father and her brothers,
Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I give. Ask of me a bride price and gift ever so high, and I give according to what you say to me, but give me the girl for a wife.
But the sons of Yaakov answered Shechem and Hamor his father, and spoke with deceit, because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they said to them,
We are not able to do this matter, to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us.
Only on this would we agree to you,
if you become as we are, to have every male of you circumcised, then we shall give our daughters to you.
And take your daughters to us.
And we shall dwell with you, and shall become one people.
But if you do not listen to us, and be circumcised, we shall take our daughter and go.
And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man did not delay to do this, because he delighted in Yaakov's daughter. Now he was more respected than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem his son came to the gate of their city, and spoke with the men of their city, saying,
These men are at peace with us, so let them dwell in the land and move about in it. And see, the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters for us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this would the men agree to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised. Their herds and their possessions and all their beasts, should they not be ours? Only let us agree with them, and let them dwell with us.
And all who went out of the gate of the city listened to Hamor and Shechem his son. Every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. And it came to be on the third day, when they were in pain, that two of the sons of Yaakov, Shimon and Lewi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Yaakov came upon the slain and plundered the city, because they had defiled their sister. And they took their flocks and their herds and their donkeys, and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives they took captive. And they plundered all that was in the houses. And Yaakov said to Shimon and Lewi,
You have troubled me by making me a stench among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I am few in number. They shall gather themselves against me and shall smite me, and I shall be destroyed, my household and I.
But they said,
Should he treat our sister like a whore?